Welcome to Razzle Dazzle Radio. I am charged up. I'm fired up. I'm sitting here with three men in the studio, three of my most favorite men in theater, and that is Mo Dutterer, who I go back a long time, and we'll leave it at that, Mo.
Very good.
And Tom Sankey and Todd. So, Todd Hockepel.
Hockepel.
Oh, see, I can never say your name.
I like Hockepel.
Okay,
nice.
Well, we'll change it. Anyway, we are going to talk about Howard County Summer Theater. It has been around a really long time, and so I'm going to tell you how I found it. And this is how long ago it was. It was the summer of 73, and I had been in theater in college and was looking for an opportunity, heard about Howard County Summer Theater, showed up, and there was the one and only Mo Dutterer and his lovely wife, Barb, and I was part of a show called Sugar, which Mo wore size 13 heels, I believe, and
nope.
He was not, okay, he'll tell you, he was not a pretty woman, though, I just have to be honest and
most
say.
Most men aren't.
But anyway, I love that memory. It was such a fun summer, Mo. So
it was, and I have to correct you, because it was 1975 when we started, and that was with Guys and Dolls, and Sugar was 76, the bicentennial year, and I could go for about 4 hours just telling
you
how
it started.
You
are right about that. Yep.
But
okay.
In 1975, three ladies, Jean Grennan, Hazel Philbrick, and Elise Best, approached me and said, "We're thinking about starting a new summer group. We want something constructive for our kids to do in the summertime. Will you direct?" And I went, and I was at Dunlaugan Middle School at the time, which was brand new in 73. And I said, sure. And the really, really neat thing about summer theater in 1975 when we did Guys and Dolls is that we basically had 99.9% of the people that were in the group either students or teachers.
Yep, I was a
teacher.
We
mounted the show in 3 weeks. We had auditions week four before that, and we started working, and we could get in Mount Hebron High School at 10 o'clock in the morning, so we rehearsed from like 10 to 12, 12:30. We all went out to lunch together or had some people, pizza or something, come in. We started working again at about 2 o'clock until 5, took an hour and a half break for dinner, and this was only Monday through Thursday. We didn't do 7 days a week. And then we came back and rehearsed that night until about 9 o'clock at night. And it was just a wonderful experience because a lot of us knew each other, but a lot of us did not.
Yes.
And it was just a blast getting the show mounted.
So now, how did the baton get passed from you, Mo, to Tom?
Well, there were a lot of passes in between.
Oh, okay.
Because I was the founding director and in the show the first 2 years for Guys and Dolls and Sugar. And then we did Bells Are Ringing with Sharon Cole and Jack Schwamm as the leads in that show in 1977. And then Don McBee, who was the, for my money, the guru of theater in Howard County, along with Ann Smith, that
remember
was up at Hebron.
Well. Mm-hmm.
He directed 1 year. And that's a story with that because we're doing cabaret. I said, okay, great. Said, Don, what if we don't have a Sally Bowles? Somebody will show up. Well, guess what? Nobody showed up. So we ended up doing South Pacific. And I'll stop right there. Then
cabaret,
we had another South lady Pacific. Who came in after Don, who directed Kiss Me, Kate. And was that right before you came, Tom?
Don McBee was right before I came
oh,
with
he was.
South Pacific.
Okay.
Right.
And then Tom showed up in 1984. Four. Okay. Good.
Actually, 1983, if you count playing the piano for the show.
Okay. That counts.
There we go.
Totally counts.
We're going to count that.
You know, I was off on my dates, but you got Mo there, and he's our historian, so he'll correct
exactly.
the year. Okay, so what happened in that year? What did you do that year?
We decided to do The Sound of Music, and they had asked me to direct the show, and I said, well, yes, if I could do The Sound of Music, and so that's what they decided to do, and they hadn't really had little kids in the shows for several years, if any, I don't remember. And anyway, the Mr. Dutterer over here actually came out to audition. And I cast him actually as Captain Von Trapp, and Lynn Broderick, if you all remember her,
yeah.
Wonderful as Maria. And that was our first year together. We were over at the old Wild Lake High School. That's where we were. And that was my first year with Summer Theater in the Sound of Music.
Wow. Okay. So now let's fast forward just for a minute then to present. So, Todd, you are presently in Annie. And when did you start with Howard County Summer Theater?
I started about 10 years ago in the production of Guys and Dolls.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was a fantastic production. I had not really known about
it. What part did you play?
I played Harry the Horse.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had not known about Howard County Summer Theater, so I saw a production the year before of Beauty and the Beast, and I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. How do I get involved? And I got my name on the mailing list, and the rest is history.
Absolutely. I mean, and of course, because you're doing Annie this year, it brings me back to my daughter, who is now 38 years old, that I watched 10 performances of Annie when she was in it. Yes, I think it was even at Centennial that year, too, I believe. Okay, so aren't you doing some new and exciting things to promote Annie this year? I heard a little rumor about a flash mob.
Yes, we did a flash mob at the Columbia Festival for the Arts. We got permission to do that. So we did Hooverville, which is a very great song about the Great Depression. And that was wonderful. We talked it up afterwards. We gave a lot of flyers out. We even got a stage crew member from the people in the crowd. Someone said, ah, I want to be on the stage crew. Do you need stage crew? And we said, yes, we do. And so it was a wonderful way to let people know about the show, to know about the great opportunities that people can do with Howard County Summer Theater, because it is a fantastic group of people. For the adults that are involved and the young people as well, we kind of refer to it as summer camp, because we might not see everybody in the fall or the winter, but come April, kind of some of the same faces and some new faces come around, and it's a wonderful opportunity to play as adults on stage and build and paint
so
and everything.
Special. It truly is. Mm-hmm. And Mo, I thank you for the beginnings. I guess I would say that you gave it roots and now you gave it wings. And I mean, it's just a special, special opportunity for actors and actresses. And like you said, you've built such an empire and community, Tom. You really have. So what's happening with Annie this year?
Well, one thing I do want to say about Annie is something that's really special that's evolved over the years with Summer Theater is that we donate part of our proceeds to local charities. And for the last 10 years, we have donated a good portion of our proceeds to Prepare for Success. And Prepare for Success actually provides backpacks and school supplies for our students in Howard County schools. And I know that we're the biggest source of income for that group as far as donations go. And so we're pretty proud of that. And then this year, we're also supporting Bear Tracks, and then we also are going to be taking on Ellicott City flood relief in light of what happened last month.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect opportunity for that. So how do you run this big empire? I mean, seriously, when we go to the shows, I mean, it looks like thousands of players, but I mean, it's hundreds, and it's families that come back year after year together. I mean, how do you make it all work? Because there's always a positivity that is seen from the audience. So how do you do it?
A lot of that, I believe, is the continuity of people that are in the production team. Amanda Slayton, who was actually a student of Mr. Dutter's back in the she has been
she graduated in 83.
Yes,
she's old.
Yes, she is.
Okay, go ahead.
And she's been our choreographer since I started back in 84.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Werner, who just passed away a few months ago, he was our technical director back when Mo started, and then for several years after that. And his impact that he has left on this group just surpasses death even, and we still celebrate him every time we do something technical, like make it rain or make it snow or anything with lights. So, and then we have people like Laurel Seivold, who have been working on costumes. And a few years ago, we started a summer theater for juniors under our umbrella with Marla Blasco leading that. And so we've kind of like nurtured some of these kids, and now some of these kids come back and are choreographers for our group, are stage crew members for our group, and
your pit orchestra.
And my pit orchestra.
Yep.
My pit orchestra.
People come back year after year after year.
Yeah, like Todd said, summer camp.
Yeah. Well, let me jump in and say about 20 things popped in my mind every time Tom mentioned one of these names and one of the shows. But Tom is the glue.
He's the glue
to all of this. And I tell my voice students, I said, if you have an audition for summer theater, please do yourself a favor and do that, because it is one huge family of people.
Yes.
And there was an article in the Howard County Times Columbia Flyer a couple of years ago, I believe specifically talking about the number of individual families that were involved in one of the shows. I don't know if it was Fiddler on the Roof or what show it was, but that was just, it's special. And that's what it is. And Tom has a picnic at his house every year after the Saturday before they open, you know, Tech Day and Dance Day, I think they call it. And Tom makes the best burnt hot dogs in Howard County.
Well, there's a selling point right there.
They're delicious. Man.
I mean, he always has one for me that you know, nobody else would eat. And I eat it. But, you know, Tom's really the glue that brings all these people together year after year after year, from the auditions to the planning. And, of course, the planning now, because of a lot of people being in the show and knowing what their schedule is, not only 2 months before the show,
right,
but 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months. I mean, this just doesn't happen by, you know, say, well, let's do this show. There's a lot of work that goes into, as all of you know, any kind of a performance. And Tom's the guy.
I agree with you. So, Todd, so tell us what the experience is like since you have been an actor in it for the last 10 years.
Oh, it's a fabulous group of people. It's a troupe. There's a lot of trust. You can take chances. You get opportunities to do things, dancing, singing, you know, working with great choreographers. We, as Tom was mentioning, we have wonderful people, you know, and it is the community of that's so wonderful, the friendships that are made. And you know you're delivering a great message, because the shows that we do are very positive. They're entertaining, so you know you're delivering a nice story to families, to our community,
yes,
that they take away. You feel that energy as a performer. So that's why a lot of people do perform, is that you feel that interchange when you're up on stage, and that definitely happens. So we invite people to come out to give us that energy back for us actors to come out and see Annie. It's a great show. It's a classic show. A lot of people are doing it now, Annie, and I think that's kind of an interesting. I think Annie, to me, the show is about hope. It's about resiliency. It's about being positive and trying to find the silver lining in the cloud. So I think that's a message I think we're all kind of wanting to hear. So this is a great show for that, to kind of say this is a positive message. It was the first show I ever saw on Broadway.
Oh.
So it has a really a special place in my heart, because it was just so many fabulous, magical moments, you know, as a young child seeing
this magic. You must really be young.
I'm a really old young man.
So.
Well, who are some of the stars that are in this show? Do we look forward to seeing new people? Or who's up there, Tom?
Well, we have a newcomer. His name is Ben Bransford. He's playing our Daddy Warbucks, and he's actually a member of the Navy chorus, where he sings and he orchestrates and leads some of the events that you might maybe see the Navy chorus around at different events. And he is completely new, and he and his wife actually are both in the show. And we also have Robin Yakaitis, Robin Bloom Yakaitis, and she's going to be our Miss Anigan.
She can play that part.
Yes, she can. And she does. She does.
She's really mean.
Person over here to my right, Todd, you're going to be seeing him as President Roosevelt. And
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's by Roosevelt Katharine Hepburn. Who else we got on the show?
Like that. Good.
Right.
Well done.
And then actually this year we have a double cast Annie. We had so many talented orphans that tried out. We had like, I think it was 84 orphans that came and auditioned back in January.
And you can only fit 80 of them in.
Right. Yeah, right. Now, we actually have 14 orphans, and we have Brooke Webster and Camden Lippert. They are both sharing the role of Annie. And Judy, back in the day, I certainly remember directing Brooke, your daughter, as one of the orphans.
Yes, she was the one that could do all the gymnastics because I had paid for her to be in gymnastics all those years, so it paid off, see?
Right. So we have Justin Moe and Ben Shergy sharing the role of Rooster. And we have Heather Moe and Libby Burgess sharing the role of Lily. So those are the roles that are double cast. And then we have Doug Thomas playing Drake, and Marlo Lippard is Daddy Warbucks' secretary, Grace.
Well, that sounds like a great lineup. Yeah. So, Todd, tell me, in your 10 years, what was your favorite role in Howard County Summer Theater?
That's hard.
And I know the answer for what I thought was your best role, but you tell me.
The Master of the House.
Thank you.
That was a delicious role.
Let's not forget Wilbur and Hairspray, I think Mr. Thénardier is the winner.
That is how I found Todd. Okay, I tell the story. Todd and I work together now, and when I was looking for someone to direct with, somewhere in the middle of the night, I just remembered him in that part, and I said, he just looks so fun, and he's wild and crazy, and I did a cold call to him, and I said, you don't really know me. Well, actually, I have to say, I called my mentor, Mo, and said, what's the scoop on Todd? You think he and I could work together? And Mo said, yeah, you guys would
be
great together.
Two crazy people working
together.
So, watch out,
people. So I just cold called him, and I said, can you work with me? So all because of that role. And actually, I sat next to his wife at the show, and I said, somehow found out that they were together. And I said, is he like that at home? And she said, oh, he's worse. And I said, okay, well, that's good.
There's an endorsement.
Yes. Honesty.
So, Mo, what about you? You've done quite a few parts, and I have a favorite role that you played, but I want to see if it matches mine, too. So what would you say was one of your favorites?
I have too many. I mean, Henry Higgins, Harold Hill, Will Rogers, Tevye, and Fiddler.
Think Damn Yankees.
Applegate.
You were that just too perfect for that role,
and
Mo.
I still have my prop that I use in that. One of my golf buddies gave me a card, you know, these little Monopoly cards, you know, get out of jail free.
Yeah.
Well, he made one up for me, and it was for Applegate, and it said, get out of hell free. He said, hang on to this, because he said, when you pass, you may be there, and this will get you up to heaven. So I made three. I went to a printer and got 300 of these things made up. And Applegate, when he's singing Those Were the Good Old Days, goes down into the audience, and I pass them out. So what ended up happening was some of the people, of course, repeat coming to the show. And they are grabbing for these cards. Well, I fixed them. I went down the other side a couple of times. Hey, wait a minute. Over here. But that was too many parts.
Yes, you have. I'm also thinking Will Rogers, too.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was an excellent show. Yeah. So, Tom, I know you've had some crazy stuff happen on stage. So, I know, because any of us in theater can remember wild moments of something going wrong but suddenly got worked out. You have any story like that
Well, we have actually been very, very blessed over the years for smooth productions. However, I do have one remembrance back, I'm going to say in 86 when we did actually Annie for the very first time. We had the presidential seal hanging from a drop.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, during one of the numbers, actually, Mo was playing Daddy and Debbie Worth was playing Annie. One of the hitches came off of the presidential seal, and it started to fall. So Mo and Debbie were doing their I Don't Need Anything But You, and you could see Mo just keep guiding Debbie farther and farther downstage away from the seal, and right in the middle when Debbie sat on Mo's lap for a really nice moment. Luckily, Mo had brought them downstage. It went onto the stage.
That's
I forgot. Do you remember that, Mo?
I sure do. Golly, I do.
Wow. Nice save, Mo. Nice save.
And then the classic was a scene later whenever they were at FDR's cabinet office. Fred Neil at the time was playing FDR, and he was saying, "Has anybody seen my seal? I can't find it anywhere."
Oh, that's great. that is great.
Yeah. Fred Neil. Boy, there's a name, too.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. So what other fun surprises can we expect, Todd, for this Annie? I know I'm looking at a T-shirt, and you have a picture of her, and she has no face.
Yeah, this is No Face Annie.
Okay.
You can't see it because I know we're on the radio, but it's really pretty much saying that we're all kind of Annie deep down inside. We all have dreams. And we want to be like Annie, or we should be like, want to be like Annie, just trying to go and reach our dreams and be positive and thinking about tomorrow. So that's the big number, tomorrow. But there are so many other fabulous classic songs from this show, such as Hooverville, such as I'm Gonna Like It Here, such as NYC.
What about the radio scene? I love the Boylan
Sisters. Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. So there's classic songs from this show that just are beautifully done, well sung, choreographed. So it's jam packed with entertainment.
So when can we see it, and where, and how much?
You're going to be seeing it at River Hill High School this year, is where we're housed, and our opening night is June 28, and it runs 28, 29, and 30 at 7 p.m. Then on July 1st, we have an afternoon show at 2 p.m. Then the next weekend, we run July 5, 6, and 7, all at 7 p.m., with an additional matinee on Saturday, July 7th at 2 p.m.
Two a day
on that last day, right.
I love it.
And I know you can get your tickets at Music and Arts over at Chatham Center, and you can also go online to TicketLeap.com, which will show all the prices.
And how much?
Probably get them out of Todd's trunk, too.
You might. There's a lot of costumes in my trunk. There's a bow in there right now, actually. Right.
I don't really have it in front of me, but I believe the costs range from $16 to $20 per ticket.
And you can buy them at the door as well. But I think the big thing is that it is at River Hill this year.
Yes. And also the fact that you, of course, generously give to the community, and particularly right now with the Ellicott City Flood Relief Fund, that is wonderful. Let me also do a shout out to Annie Brooke Webster, who was an Annie for me 4 years ago and has done the stint of Annie, was an orphan, I believe, this year in Olney's Theater as well.
She did 42 performances.
Yeah, she is
down there, and they had a cast A and a cast B, so I guess they did 84 total performances. So it's a very popular show. People come see it, and I know there'll be throngs coming to Howard County Summer Theater.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, she got broken with the show that I did because we had a very, very frisky Sandy. Friskier than I was led to believe when I auditioned him. It was a Yorkie, and he was really, woo, and she handled it like a pro back then. So
both she Brooke Webster and Camden, they're just they bring freshness to that role. I don't care if they've done it 42 or 100 times before. When you look at them, it's like they're doing it for the first time.
Yeah, well, I think Camden has had a lot of experience by virtue of her mom and her whole life in theater, too. Yes, and I taught her mom, but not going to say when. Okay, so anything else you want to say? What's your parting words?
We did a teaching tour. We took the show. We took a 30-minute show into schools for the last couple of days
fabulous.
Of schools. Like it was like a 30, 40-minute show to bring theater to the kids the last couple of days to promote the show and to teach them about how you can bring text and books to life, because Annie started out as a poem, then it was a comic strip.
Yes.
And then so we did that. We told the kids about that setting and plot and characters, and we kind of tantalized them. We didn't give away the ending if they didn't know the ending, to come out and see the show. So I encourage everyone to come see the show, because this is a family classic. If you have never seen, or your children have never seen a show, this is a perfect show to see.
Oh, absolutely. We're here in Howard County. You did the school tour?
We did it at Hollowfield Station. We did two shows there, and it was wonderful for the actors to do it. We were
to give them another opportunity.
It was our first audience, and it was just wonderful to have that, again, that feedback from the actors with the audience. It's great.
Absolutely. Okay, don't forget that word, optimism. And go see Annie, Howard County Summer Theater. What a fabulous, fabulous group of people led by the one and only Tom Sankey. Thank you so much for what you do for the community, for everybody. We so appreciate this whole labor of love.
Thank you, Judy and Mo.
Look forward to seeing Annie. Come on out.
Rounding out the theater season, the summer season, I'd like to just add a few notes right here that Mamma Mia is playing at Toby's Dinner Theater now through, I think, around Labor Day. And also Magic Under Glass, which is a new production, happens here at Howard Community College August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and maybe with a few extra days since Toby always has an idea that it should be a little bit longer. Isn't that right, Carol?
That's right.
Carol Lehan is sitting next to me, and she's going to talk about the need for a benefit to help the people of Ellicott City. And she knows this well because she's had friends who've lost so much, and it's been done before. So talk about a labor of love and the possibilities.
Yeah, the opportunity for the community to come together in a common goal is really important here. We came together 2 years ago for a benefit for Ellicott City, and God bless it. The idea that we're back having this conversation again is just extraordinary. We have a legacy in this community of coming together to help promote change, positive change. And we've done it for years. We started doing the Labor of Love benefit.
In 1988.
In 1988. That was to benefit those living with AIDS. And we did that for 25 years?
25 years, off and on. But
yeah,
25 years
off and on. There we go.
People.
So this is, we're kind of resurrecting that idea, but with Ellicott City and calling this benefit a labor of love. We'll have that toward the end of August, around Labor Day, the time to be announced.
Yes, indeed. But also mention exactly what we do, because it really is a variety show with talent
yes.
coming from Broadway, from Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we do this as part of, well, it's a good cause, of course. And we want to have everyone included in this. Folks, local folks, and
yes,
national.
It's very inclusive. But what's such a testament to the area and to individuals like Toby in the area who encouraged artistic growth is that people are interested in coming back and giving back. So with awesome talent, as you said, from all over the place. And we'll make those announcements
soon
when we have them.
On that note, Carol, I'd like to remind folks just how wonderful a labor of love benefits have been, right, Toby? They have just touched our hearts. So, and as we mentioned, we can't give the exact details right now, but promise on the next show we will do so. However, we'd like to close this show with a clip from the 25th anniversary of A Labor of Love, which took place right here at Howard Community College. And it's so appropriate that the ending of the show, led by Ray Hatch, the young Columbians, old and new, past, present, and future, and they sang All Good Gifts. Let's take a listen. I'm Carolyn Kellerman for Razzle Dazzle Radio, and we close the show with All Good Gifts.
Plow the field and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft, refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. We thank thee then. bright and good. The seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.